弟兄姊妹平安，我们今天分享的主题是奴仆君王。
Our topic today is the servant king.
我们今天讲到的经文呢是约翰福音的13章1到17节。
Our verses today will be John 13, verse 1 through 17.
我们今天要学习的功课呢，是关于谦卑和服侍的功课。
The lessons we will be having today is about serving and
humility.
我们今天分享的故事呢，是一个关于洗脚的故事。Our story today will be one about feet washing.
那么我一开始呢，先来问大家三个问题。
Now I'm going to begin by asking everyone three questions.
有多少人曾经给自己的父母洗过脚？
How many of you have washed the feet of your parents?
哇，不错。
Wow, that's a good turnout.
有多少人曾经给自己的配偶洗过脚？
How many of you have washed your feet for your spouses? Raise your hands.
感谢主。有多少人曾经给自己的朋友洗过脚？
How many of you have washed the feet of your friends?
没有，有。
Oh, we have some.
也算。这个是关乎于我们怎么样谦卑自己，怎么样去服侍的一个功课。
This is about how to humble ourselves and how to serve.
我们今天要看到耶稣基督他是怎样谦卑他自己，怎样去服侍别人的。
Today we're going to see how Jesus Christ himself humbled himself and served others.
这是一个很难的功课。
This is a very difficult lesson.
很多年以前呢，我以一个很痛苦的方式学习到这样的功课。
Many years ago, I learned this lesson in a very painful way.
我开始服侍教会是非常年轻的年纪开始的。
I started serving the church at a very small age.
我是在北京大学读书的时候信主的。
I started believing when I was studying at Beijing University.
那个时候呢，在北京大学读计算机专业，我大一的时候呢，就有人传福音给我，我就信主了。
At the time, I was studying computer science as a freshman in university, and somebody spread the good word to me.
过了一年的时间，大二的时候呢，我就第一次讲道。
Over a span of 1 year, I began to actually speak.
Preach.
而
且呢，第一次就是向着100多个人讲道。我记得那个时候，我的两条腿一直都在发抖。
And my first time was actually with an audience of around 100 people, and I was shaking the whole time.
后来呢，就很积极的在学生团契、在家庭教会服侍。
So very enthusiastically, I continued to serve with family churches.
等到快要毕业的时候呢，就有好几位人，好几位这个教会的弟兄姐妹来鼓励我、劝勉我说：“你有讲道的恩赐，你要在教会里全职服侍，你要来牧养我们。”
And when I was about to graduate, there were many brothers and sisters who came up to me and said, "You have a gift for preaching, and you should continue."
我那个时候呢，其实很挣扎。
At the time, I was very struggling.
我当时学那个专业呢，找工作其实非常容易找。
At the time, it was actually very easy for me to find a job with my major.
这个家庭教会呢，能够提供给我的薪水是我在外面这个工作 offer 的1/8。
To go into family churches, my salary would be 1/8 of what it would be.
然后呢，我的父母也会非常的失望。
And my parents will also be a little disappointed.
但是那个时候呢，我年轻的时候是非常的理想主义的。
But I was very idealistic when I was a child.
我一腔热血，我做了决定，我要去教会做传道人。
In the spur of the moment, I made my decision to go and preach.
我期待呢，我的这个决定会迎来鲜花和掌声。
I anticipated that this decision would bring me flowers and applause.
那后来呢，其实是非常的失望。
And I was tragically very disappointed at the end.
因为这个薪水非常少呢，我没有办法另外再租房子，我是住在这个教会聚会的租的公寓里面的。
And with a lower income, I wasn't actually able to rent outside, and I was living in the apartment provided by the church.
而且呢，之前面带微笑来鼓励我 全职服侍的这些弟兄姊妹，当我做了决定全职服侍之后，好像态度都改变了。
And those brothers and sisters who encouraged me to preach beforehand, before I made the decision, seemed to change their mind all of a sudden afterwards.
他们变得呢要求非常的多，非常的挑剔，给我很多的批评。
They became picky, they had a lot more expectations, and they tend to give me more criticisms.
我们那个教会呢，也是每个星期天有弟兄姐妹做了饭，大家是一起享用这个我们叫做爱宴的。
In that church, we also had lunch with everyone.
We call it the banquet of love.
We call it the banquet of love.
啊，大家非常的欢快，但是当大家都走了以后呢，在厨房里面堆着大概100个脏碗，然后还有脏的锅在那里。
Everyone was very enthusiastic, but afterwards there were about 100 dirty dishes in the kitchen.
过了好几天，有年长的姊妹跟我说：“你怎么没有去洗那个碗？”
A couple days later, some of the elderly brothers and sisters told me, "Why did you not wash the dishes?"
我那时候才知道，洗这些碗是我的工作。
I just then realized that washing those dishes were my duty.
后来我就洗那个碗，一边洗的时候，一边心里觉得很委屈。
And when I was washing the dishes, I felt very sad inside.
我想到我们这一代在中国是独生子女，我在家里面小时候都没有怎么做过这些事情。
Our generation has been a generation of single children, and at home we never really wash the dishes that much.
我想到我是名校的高材生，我在这里洗100个脏碗。
I was thinking, I graduated out of a famous university. I'm washing dishes now.
我的眼泪就巴嗒巴嗒往下掉。
I started crying.
后来过了两周呢，弟兄姐妹说这个教会里面这个卫生你怎么没有搞？
And 2 weeks later, some of the brothers and sisters mentioned to me, why did you not do the janitorial work?
我才知道这也是我的工作。
And then I realized that that's my work as well.
甚至呢，我听到有人批评说你怎么把教会搞得像猪窝一样
？And I even heard criticisms saying, "How did you make the church like a pig's nest?"
啊，那个时候我的信心非常的受挫，我就很苦恼。
And at the time, my confidence was struck, and I was very concerned.
后来我有机会跟一个属灵的前辈沟通这个事情。
And later, I was able to talk to a spiritual mentor, about these things.
这个前辈呢说，你看。这个服侍这个词的词根和奴仆其实是一个词根。
And the mentor told me the root word of serving is the same as that of a servant.
不管是在英文里面还是在希腊文里面是一个词根的。
No matter in English or in Greek.
你觉得这个在教会里服侍是一个非常光鲜亮丽很荣耀的事情是会获得鲜花和掌声的，其实不是的。
You think serving in the church is a glorious thing, but that's not really the case.
服侍就是做奴仆。
To serve is to be a servant.
一个奴仆不管他的工作做得多么的到位，他是不会获得奖赏和奖励的。
And no matter how well a servant does their work, they will not be rewarded.
好的，我们开始之前一起来做一个祷告。
Now let's all do a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。我们感谢你，你赐给我们这样一个美好的清晨，你让我们众儿女来到你的面前，一起来敬拜你。
Lord, our Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, thank you for bringing us a wonderful morning for us to praise you.
亲爱的父，求你此时此刻你就临在我们中间。
Our Father, be with us.
求你的圣灵就充满我们每个人的生命。
Let your Holy Spirit fill all of our lives.
求你的话语就进入到我们的生命，改变我们的生命。
Have your words come into our lives and change our lives.
我们把以下的时间完全仰望在你的手上。
We give our following times to you.
求你来教导我们什么是谦卑，什么是服侍。
For you to teach us what is.
求你让我们的生命。
What is to serve and what is humility?
求你让我们的生命真正的发生改变。
May you really change our lives.
主啊，谢谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, thank you.We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天的讲道呢分成三个部分。
Our lesson today is divided into three sections.
第一个部分呢是认识真正的权利。
The first section is to know the true power.
第二个部分是选择每日的服事。
Our second part is to choose daily service.
第三个部分是成为有改变的人。
And our third part is to become a changed person.
我们先来看第一个部分。
Let's look at section one.
我们一起来读约翰福音的十三章一节。
Let's read John 13 verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。这个时候呢，是到了逾越节了。我们知道主耶稣基督，他是在逾越节的那一天被钉在十字架上为我们死的。
This time approaches Passover, and we know that it's near Passover that Jesus got crucified.
耶稣他是有非常强的那种使命感。
Jesus has a very strong sense of mission.
他之前呢几次提到说我的时候还没有到，我的时候还没有到。
Jesus mentions multiple times that my time has not come and my time has not come.
但是这个时候呢，离他上十字架可能还不到二十四小时了。
But this time.Is actually less than 24 hours before he meets the cross.
耶稣他知道自己离世归父的时候到了。
Jesus knows that his time has come.
这里非常感动的是，他就爱属自己的人，爱他们到底。
And this part is very emotional because Jesus loves to the end the people he loves.
而且呢，这个地方说爱他们到底，不光是一个时间上的。这个到底到最后的意思。
And when it says end, it doesn't just mean end in terms of time.
而且耶稣呢，爱这些属他的人呢，是到了一个极致的地步，到了他为他们上十字架、为他们死的地步。
But rather, this end is a point to which he loves the people he loves, to where he's willing to be on the cross for them.
这个时候呢，是一个什么场景呢？就是。这个我们看过达芬奇或者台湾翻译作达文西画的这个最后的晚餐。
Now, what kind of scenery is this? Has everyone seen the Last Supper painting by Da Vinci?
耶稣基督呢和他的十二个门徒在那里享受最后一顿这个晚餐，是最后一次大家在一起享用的。
Jesus with his disciples enjoys their last dinner, Last Supper.
这个时候呢第三节我们一起来读。
Now at this time, let's read verse 3.
耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God.
这时候呢，这里特别说耶稣知道父神已经将所有的世间万物所有的这样的权柄都交在他手里。
Here it says that the Father put all things under his power.
那么这意味着什么呢？
Now what does this mean?
如果说把这个万有都交在一个暴君的手里会发生什么样的情况？
Now if you put all things under a dictator, what happens?
但是这里呢，耶稣基督他这个被托付这万有呢，他是用他自己的谦卑和服事去托住这万有的。
But here, when Jesus was given all things, he held it with his humility.
以至于他死在十字架上，为这万有付上了罪的代价。
And that carried until he was nailed to the cross.
这个时候呢，耶稣他的心情是什么样的？
At this time, what was Jesus feeling?
他会有恐惧，他会有紧张。
He has nervousness, he has...fear.
他会有这个马上要离开这个世间，他还有很多的事情他想要做还没有做的那种感觉。
He has a feeling that there were many things that he still wanted to do but didn't have time to do so.
然后这个时候呢
And at this time.
这个时候呢，耶稣他就有这样一个举动。
This time, Jesus made a movement.
我们一起来读第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条手巾束腰。
So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist.
他是要给众人洗脚。
And he was about to wash the feet for everyone.
这个犹太人他们在以色列地区他们穿什么样的鞋子呢？
Now what kind of shoes were worn in the region of Israel?
他们通常是穿凉鞋的。
They usually wore sandals.
他们通常也是不穿袜子的，因为那个地方比较炎热。
And they generally didn't wear socks either because it was quite hot there.
然后那个地区呢是比较干旱的，是比较多尘土的。
That region was also very arid and had a lot of dust.
所以当你在外面行走一天，你回到家中那个脚是很脏的。
So after walking outside for a whole day, you tend to have pretty dirty feet.
而且那个犹太人他们吃晚餐的时候是什么样的姿势呢？
And the position in which Jewish people eat their dinner, what is that?
我们看达芬奇的最后的晚餐，每个人都是正襟危坐，坐在这个高桌大椅的那个上面，那个是不对的。
When we see the painting by Da Vinci, it shows that everyone was seated properly at a high table, high chair, but that's not correct.
那个是欧洲人的当时的这个家具的形态。
That's a very European style furniture.
中东人呢，是地上呢，是铺了地毯。
In the Middle East, they use carpets.
这个桌子呢，是很矮的这种小茶几。
The tables tend to be very short tables.
这个人们呢是半靠这个半卧在这个地毯上，一只手托着这个头，另外一只手在桌子上拿食物来吃的。
And when people eat, they tend to be in a half laid down position with one arm supporting their body and the other arm eating.
当你坐在桌椅的这个后面的时候呢，你的脚其实不是很容易被看见的。
When you're sitting behind a table, your feet is not easily seen.
但是当你是半卧在那里的，你的脚其实是会看见，甚至会被闻到的。
And when you're laying on your side, your feet is very much exposed and can possibly be smelt.
这时候耶稣他起来要给他的这些门徒来洗脚。
So this is when Jesus gets up and is about to wash the feet for his disciples.
这里圣经呢很具体的讲了有几步骤的动作。
The Bible describes very carefully a couple of steps.
第一个呢是他离席站起来。
The first is when Jesus gets up.
他本来呢是正在吃东西，他正在有事情在做的。
At first, he was eating. He had something to do.
很多时候我们要去服侍的时候，可能会有一些比较突然发生的需要，需要我们及时去反应。
And when we serve, sometimes things are very sudden, and we have to respond to that.
可能本来我们手头上正在做一些什么样的事情。
Perhaps we were occupied with something already.
可能我们需要放下手中的事情去照顾别的人的需要。
And perhaps we have to let go of what we're doing at the moment to take care of other people's needs.
可能我正在电脑面前写这个星期天要讲到的讲章。
Perhaps I'm writing the script for the sermon on Sunday.
突然我的这个小孩子他有需要，需要我去照顾他，我可能就要放下手中的工作，去看看他在做什么。
And all of a sudden, my child has a need for me to check on them, so I must drop everything to check on them.
耶稣基督他本来是神的儿子。
Jesus was God's son.
但是呢，他离开了他在天上那样的荣耀，降世为人。
But he left that kind of glory and was born as a man.
要来照顾我们这些世人的需要。
To take care of us people.
然后在这里呢，耶稣说他脱了衣服。
Here it says Jesus took off his outer clothing.
很多时候呢，我们人穿的衣服是代表着我们的尊严和身份的。
And many times the clothes we wear represent our dignity and our honor.
但是这个时候呢，耶稣他脱下了他的衣服。
And at this moment, Jesus takes off his outer clothing.
他脱下了他作为神儿子的这样的身份的衣服。
He takes off the clothing that represents His glory.
甚至他脱下了他作为老师、作为拉比这样的身份的衣服。
And he even takes off the clothing that represents his identity as a rabbi and as a teacher.
很多时候我们要去服侍的时候，我们需要把自己的身份、这个尊严先放下来。
And sometimes we have to put down our identity and lay down our dignity.
我们需要放下这个名校高材生生的这个身份的衣服。
We have to lay down the clothing of our status as a graduate of a great university.
我们需要脱下我们作为老板的这样的身份的衣服。
We have to take off the clothing that represents us as a boss.
我们需要脱下我们作为大学教授的这样的身份的衣服。
We have to take off our clothing that represents us as a professor.
我们需要脱下这个总工程师的这样身份的衣服。
We must take off the clothing that says we're a chief engineer.
我们需要脱下医院负责人的这样的身份的衣服。
We must take off the clothes that represents us as a manager of a hospital.
然后呢，耶稣在这里呢，说他拿一条手巾束腰。
And here it says, Jesus got a towel and wrapped it around his waist.
这个完全是在当时那个时代这个奴仆的装束。
And this is very much the attire of a servant.
而且呢，耶稣把他要用的这个擦干别人这个脚的这个毛巾呢，是束在腰上。
And the towel that Jesus was about to use to clean the feet of people, he had that around his waist.
这是一个伟大的一个降卑自己的过程。
This is a very huge moment where he humbles himself.
什么是真正的权利？
What is real authority?
在第三节呢，耶稣知道父已经将万有都交在他手里，还有比这更大的权利吗？
In verse 3, it says that the Father put all things under his power. Is there more power than that?
但是耶稣呢，他怎样去面对他的权利？
But how did Jesus face his power?
他是用谦卑自己去服侍来彰显他的权利的。
He faced that with humility and serving.
很多时候我们人有那样的冲动，想要让别人高看自己一眼。
Many times, us people, we have the desire for people to see us as more.
很多时候我们想要获取那样的权利，彰显我们比别人更有优越感一些。
And sometimes we want more power to show that we are more desirable than others.
但是事实上，耶稣告诉我们，真正的权力是谦卑自己。
But Jesus tells us that the real power is to humble ourselves.
是服侍别人。
And to serve others.
我很小的时候呢，就学到一个比喻。
I learned a comparison when I was little.
这个不管是小麦还是水稻。等到快要丰收的时候，你去看这个麦穗。
No matter if it's wheat or rice, when they're about to be harvested, you can see.
这个麦穗呢，挺得很直的，通常它的这个麦粒都不是很饱满。
You see that the wheat is very straight, and many of the times they're not filled.
这个麦穗呢，它如果非常的饱满，它的籽粒呢很多又很大，它通常它的头是低下来的。
If the wheat is filled to the brim and have very good seeds, they tend to be dangled a little.
我们要学像耶稣基督的榜样，要谦卑自己，要去服侍别人。
We have to learn from Jesus to humble ourselves and to learn from others.
我们来到今天讲到的第二个部分。
Let's go into our second section.
选择每日的服侍。
To choose our daily service.
我们一起来读十三章的五节。
Let's read verse 5 of chapter 13.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所束的手巾擦干。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that he had wrapped around him.
我们先不说耶稣基督，他是创造主上帝。
Let's not start by talking about Jesus as the creator of the world.
我们先不说他是道成肉身的神他自己。
Let's not say that he's God himself who came down as a man.
哪怕从人的眼睛来看，他是老师，他是拉比。
Or even from a man's perspective as a teacher or as a rabbi.
这时候呢，他把水倒在盆里，然后一个一个去洗门徒的脚。
Because at this moment, he poured water into a basin and washed the feet of his disciples one by one.
你给别人洗脚的时候，你的身体的姿态是什么样的？
What is your posture when you wash somebody's feet?
你可以站得很直，这样给别人洗脚吗？
Can you stand upright and very straight?
他很可能是跪在地上，至少是蹲在地上给别人洗脚的。
No, it's likely that when washing someone's feet, you're kneeled down on the floor.
而且，这些门徒的脚远比我们今天在座的各位的脚要脏得多，臭得多。
And these feet of the disciples are much dirtier by comparison and smellier than our feet today, probably.
但是耶稣呢，一个一个去帮他们洗脚，不是一个象征性的动作，而是可能每一个脚趾头缝 他都洗过了。
But Jesus washes his disciples' feet one by one, not as a representation or symbolism, but rather he must have washed them cleanly, even between each toe.
之后呢，他又用自己的这个手巾去帮每一个人擦干。
And afterwards, he uses his own towel to dry every one of them.
甚至他洗脚的这些人中呢，还包括这个将要出卖他的犹大。
And included in these people that he just washed the feet of, that includes the Judas that's about to sabotage him.
我原来读神学院的时候呢
，When I was in
seminary
school,
有一次呢，这个学校有一个特别的活动，是一个洗脚的仪式。
We had a special activity once, and that's a feet washing ceremony.
我想可能是学生给老师洗脚。
I thought it might have been a ceremony where students washed the feet of their teachers.
不是的。
But no, it wasn't.
是校长、副校长还有所有的教授给学生洗脚。
It was the president, the vice president, and the professors washing the feet of students.
我的当时的感觉是什么样的呢
？And what was my feeling at the time?
是很紧张、很窘迫的一种感觉。
I was very nervous and very 窘迫。
Awkward.
Right.
我们一起来读十三章六节。
Let's read chapter 13, verse 6.
哀悼西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗
？”He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
当耶稣要洗到这个彼得的脚的时候呢，彼得非常的紧张。
When Jesus was about to wash the feet of Peter, he was very nervous.
他觉得不舒服，不应该是这样的。
He was very uncomfortable, and it shouldn't be like that.
他就问主啊，你洗我的脚吗？你洗我的脚吗
？Thus he asks, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?"
当你设身处地的在那个场合，你会有什么样的感觉
？If you were in that situation, what would you feel?
可能你也会觉得很紧张，很窘迫。
Likely, you will also feel very nervous and very awkward.
但我想起那个神学院当时安排这个洗脚的仪式的时候
，Thinking back during this feet washing ceremony，
我想到要有教授或者是校长帮我洗脚，我觉得这是不可以接受的事情。
When I thought of the president or vice president or professors washing my feet, I could not accept that.
所以我就主动的报名了，有几个学生的职位的空缺呢，是去准备水盆，去提供这些毛巾的工作。
So I intentionally volunteered to be a position where I fill the water and provide the towels.
我想这样我就可以躲过这个被洗脚的事情。
I thought maybe then I could avoid the whole situation.
我们一起来读第七节。
Let's read verse 7.
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing.But later, you will understand.
我们看彼得是什么样的一个门徒呢
？What kind of disciple is Peter?
我们想起彼得的时候，我们对他印象最深刻的就是三次不认主。
When we think of Peter, one of the first things that come to mind is how he denied Jesus three times.
我们想到他可能是一个信心很软弱、一个被大家耻笑的这样一个门徒。
We think maybe he's a very weak person and someone who's picked on by the others.
但是耶稣呢？却说这个教会要建立在这个磐石之上。
But Jesus says the church must be built upon a boulder.
因为彼得这个名字呢，本来的意思是大石头、磐石的意思。
Because the original definition of Peter is big rock or boulder.
这个彼得呢，的确有信心软弱、三次不认主的时候。
Peter was weak at one point and denied Jesus three times.
但是他后来呢，这个非常的羞愧。他就回到老家，重新去做起渔夫的工作了。
But later, he was very embarrassed and went back to being a fisherman in his hometown.
但是耶稣呢，在他复活之后，亲自的在加利利海边重新的向他显现。
However, when Jesus resurrected, he intentionally went back to the Sea of Galilee and displayed himself to Peter.
耶稣三次问他说：“西门彼得，你爱我吗
？”And Jesus asked him three times, "Simon Peter, do you love me?"
然后呢，嘱咐他说：“你牧养我的羊。”
Afterwards, he told them, "You will keep my sheep.
耶稣用这三次问他西门彼得你爱我吗去挽回这个彼得在三次不认主中去丧失的信心。
Jesus uses these three times that he asks Peter, do you love me? To make up for the three times that Peter denied Jesus.
彼得呢本来说这个耶稣啊你不能洗我的脚但是耶稣说你如今不知道后来便明白。
Peter initially says, Lord, you cannot wash my feet. But Jesus says, later you will understand.
在神学院那个洗脚的仪式中呢
during the feet washing ceremony at seminary,
我准备了水盆我准备了这个干的毛巾。
I prepared the buckets, I prepared the dry towels.
校长和教授呢给很多学生洗了脚。
The president and the professors washed the feet of many students.
我觉得我要躲过去了。
I thought I was going to bypass this.
到了最后这个校长说啊、请这些服侍的同学也坐到椅子上来我们要给你们洗脚。
But alas, the principal said,Let these serving students also sit on the seats. We are going to wash your feet.
给我洗脚的呢是我非常尊敬的一个教授。
The person who washed my feet was a professor that I really respected.
啊、这个知识非常的非常的丰富很有学问的一个教授。
He had a vast amount of knowledge.
当他把我的鞋子脱下来的时候。
When he took off my shoes.
当他把我的袜子这个脱下来的时候
When he took off my socks.
当他把我的裤腿扁起来的时候
When he rolled up my sleeves.
哇那个时候我不知道有多多窘迫
You did not know how awkward I am.
多羞愧
How embarrassed I was.
然后他把我的脚放在水盆里面撩水帮我洗脚
And he put my feet into the bucket, poured water on it, and washed my feet.
后来呢又用毛巾帮我擦干
And later on, he dried my feet with a towel.
我们一起来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
彼得说，你永不可洗我的脚。耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
这个时候呢，这个永不可洗，这是用一个非常强烈的语气说你千万不可以洗，你绝对不可以洗我的脚。
To say, you shall never wash my feet is with a lot of emotion.
然后耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And Jesus says, if I don't wash you, you will have no part with me.
我在这个地方我感谢主。
Here, I thank the Lord.
耶稣没有说，你若是没有过一个完美的圣洁的生活，你就与我无份了。
Jesus doesn't say, you will have no part with me if you don't live a perfect life.
我们能不能够过一个完美的圣洁的生活呢?
Can we live a perfect and clean life?
太难了。
That's really difficult.
哇,我时常的会得罪神。
And often, I will fall short of God.
我时常的会得罪别人。
And often, I will fall short of others.
但是耶稣说,我要给你洗一脚,我要洁净你。
But Jesus says, I will wash your feet, and I will cleanse you.
然后他说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
And Jesus says, unless I wash you, you have no part with me.
很多时候我们这个本能的第一反应是拒绝这个事情。
Sometimes our first instinct is to deny this.
就像是教授要洗我的脚的时候，我第一反应是，啊，不不不，这个太不应该是这样的。
Just like when the professor was about to wash my feet, I said, no, 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 this should not be.
但是耶稣说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
But Jesus says, if I don't wash you, you will have no part with me.
这个是神的恩典给我们的。
This is the Lord's grace with us.
我们要勇敢地去接受神的恩典。
We must courageously accept that grace.
Turn the page, please.
Next.
好，我们一起来读第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
西门彼得说主啊不但我的脚连手和头也要洗。
Then Lord, Simon Peter replied, not just my feet, but my hands and head as well.
这时候彼得是说你不光是洗我的脚你我全人全身你都给我洗吧。
Here, Peter says, don't just wash my feet, but wash my whole being.
他意识到他的不配他意识到他的不洁净。
He realized his dirtiness and he realizes his unfittingness.
但是耶稣是怎么说的呢?
But what did Jesus say?
Next slide, please. 我们一起来读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶稣说,凡洗过澡的人,只要把脚一洗,全身就干净了。你们是干净的,然而不都是干净的。
Jesus answered, those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you.
这时候呢,耶稣把这个洗澡和洗脚作为两个不同的洁净的仪式呢,来做对比。
Here, Jesus compares the washing of feet and washing of the whole body, aka a bath, as two different ceremonies.
那么在后半节呢,这个耶稣说你们是洁干净的,但然而不都是干净的,有可能是针对要出卖他的犹大来说的。
And here, in the second half of the verse, it says, though not every one of you is clean. And this very well can be aimed towards Judas, who is about to betray him.
那么有两种的洁净。
Now, there are two kinds of cleaning.
有一次的洁净。
There is a single time cleaning.
你接受了耶稣基督。
You accept Jesus.
你就是那就是洗了澡。
And that means you have taken a bath.
这个呢有特别的象征的仪式就是我们的洗礼。
Here, this is a representative ceremony.
如果在座的有愿意接受耶稣基督愿意洗礼的会后呢可以找到我。
And for all of you who wants to be clean and baptized, see me afterwards.
我们这一次呢，一次性的洁净，全面的洁净是永远有效的。
This one-time cleaning is effective forever.
然后呢，我们还有日常的洁净。
But we also have daily cleaning.
就好像是洗脚一样。
Just like washing our feet.
你每天的选择和悔改。
Every day, your choices and repentances.
这就是我们这个经常性的洗脚。
These are daily washing of feet.
这需要经常的重复的。
And we have to repeat this multiple times.
Next. 我们一起来读第十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
耶稣洗完了他们的脚就穿上衣服又坐下对他们说我向你们做的你们明白吗
When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place.Do you understand what I have done for you?
然后呢,耶稣说,你们明白我做的是什么吗?
Jesus asks, do you understand what I have done for you?
我们明白就是耶稣洗了他门徒的脚。
What we understand is that he washed the feet of his disciples.
但是这有什么更深的含义吗?
But what's the deeper meaning of this?
为什么耶稣基督在他最后的晚餐,最后一次跟门徒在一起的时候,他做这样的事情?
Why did Jesus choose to do these kind of things during the Last Supper?
Next slide, please. 我们一起来读第十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
He asked them, I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet. You also should wash one another's feet.
这时候耶稣说，我是你们的，你们管我叫主啊。而且我是你们的拉比，是你们的老师，我尚且做这样的事情，洗你们的脚。
Jesus, he says, I am your Lord, I am your Rabbi, your teacher, and here I am washing your feet.
然后耶稣呢，在这里这是一个命令，说你们也当彼此洗脚。
And following that, Jesus gives them the command to wash each other's feet.
为什么要用洗脚这个动作来象征谦卑自己，去服侍别人呢？
Now, why do we use the washing of feet?To represent the humbling of oneself.
因为在不同的文化里面，特别是在东方文化里面，这个脚是很低贱的，很肮脏的一个身体的部位。
And this is because in many cultures, especially Eastern culture, feet is a very dirty part of the human body.
去给别人洗脚，在当时的以色列呢，那是奴仆的工作。
To wash someone's feet at Israel at that time is a servant's work.
耶稣呢，用这样的这个榜样来告诉我们，我们要谦卑自己，要去服侍别人。
Jesus uses this kind of example to show us what serving is really like.
而且呢，又用这种洁净，这种每天都要做的洁净呢，来象征我们经常性的要来到神的面前，来承认我们的错误，要重新的归向神。
And he uses this kind of cleansing to show the cleansing we must do to get closer to God.
Next slide, please. 我们来到今天讲到的第三个部分。
Now let's go into section three.
就是要成为有改变的人。
And this is becoming a changed person.
我想到呢，我们有三个地方可以开始。
I think there are three sections, or there are three different beginnings we can take.
The last slide, yes. 比方说我们在家庭里面。
For example, in our families.
这个星期呢，我邀请你选择一件你平时是讨厌做的家务，主动的去做。
This week, I challenge you to find a chore that you usually dislike and do that.
不是因为被别人要求，而是出于爱的原因。
Not because you're being asked to do so, but rather out of love.
第二个地方呢，可能是在工作的场所。
Two, this may be at work.
我邀请你主动的帮助一个新的员工，或者是一个遇到困难的同事。
I ask that you help a new employee or someone who needs help.
不是因为老板会给你加薪，而是出于爱的原因。
Not because your boss might give you a raise, but rather out of love.
第三个地方呢？
In the third category?
Turn the slide. 在教会里面。
At church.
你可以找到一个被忽视的人。
You could find someone who's been ignored.
你真心的坐下来听他的故事，陪伴他。
And to wholeheartedly sit down and listen to their story.
这不是义务，这是出于爱的原因。
This is not due to obligation, but rather out of love.
我们一起来读第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
耶稣在这里说，我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Jesus says, I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you.
这是榜样的力量。
This is the power of an example.
很多时候我们去告诉别人要做什么，
Oftentimes we tell people to do something.
是没有力量的。
This has no power.
你亲自的来做这样的事情，你给别人看到你真心的在做这样的事情，是可以带来长久的影响的。
To actually do something yourself, this will bring everlasting impact on someone.
Next slide. 然后第十六节我们一起来读。
Let's read verse 16.
仆人不能大于主人，差人也不能大于差他的人。
No servant is greater than his master.Nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him.
这些经文是什么意思？
What does this verse mean?
这个意思是，尚且老师都给学生洗了脚。
This means that now that the teachers have washed the feet of their students,
主都给他的门徒洗了脚。
The Lord washed the feet of his disciples.
那么他的学生，他的门徒不是更应该去彼此的洗脚吗？
Now shouldn't his disciples, his students, wash each other's feet as well?
Next slide.我们一起来读十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
Now that you have known these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
这个地方耶稣特别提到知道和去行。
Jesus especially mentions know and to do.
那么我们来看看知道和去行有什么样的关系呢？
Now let's observe the relationship between to see, to know, and to do.
Next slide.去行带来真实的福气。
To do brings real blessings.
我们知道的时候呢，只是拥有了这样的知识。
When we know, we simply have the knowledge.
但是我们把这样的知识转化为行动的时候，去行出来的时候，它带来真实的转变。
But when we transform these knowledge into actions, this is when real change happens.
耶稣说，这个才是真正有福的。
Jesus says, this is the real blessed.
这是深层次的喜乐和满足。
This is a deeper level of satisfaction.
好的，我们来看一看你怎么样选择一个具体的洗脚的行为。
Now, let's see how you can choose a definite feet washing method.
去把它行出来可以带来你生命真实的转变。
And to do so will cause a real change in your life.
比方说你可以帮助一个朋友。
For example, you can help a friend.
比方说你可以承认一个错误。
You can admit to a mistake you made.
比方说你可以服侍一个什么样的人呢？曾经伤害过你的人。
For example, you may go serve someone who has hurt you before.
我知道这个很难。
I know this is very difficult.
你还可以放下你的一个骄傲。
Or you could let go of one of your prides.
Next slide.
然后我们总结一下我们今天学到的功课。
Let's summarize our lesson today.
我们学到，首先呢，真实的权力来自谦卑。
We learn that real power comes from humility.
其次，我们学到每天的服侍是一个选择。
We learn that daily service is a choice.
我们学到改变是要从行动开始的。
And we learn that change must start with an action.
到了最后，我们一起来背诵第十四节这节经文。
At last, let's memorize verse 14.
我们一起来读三遍，三遍之后有考试。
Let's read three times, and afterwards we'll have a quiz.
我们一起来读：我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚。你们也当彼此洗脚。
Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet.
准备好了吗？请向旁边的人背诵出来。
Is everyone ready? Repeat it to the person next to you.
大家背得非常快。
Everybody remember that very quickly.
我们一起来做一个结束的祷告。
Let's end with a prayer.
亲爱的阿爸父，主耶稣基督，圣灵保惠师。
Our dear Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，你降卑你自己，你道成肉身来到我们中间。
We thank you for humbling yourself and descending upon us.
我们感谢你，你为我们做这样的榜样，你取了奴仆的样式为我们洗脚。
We thank you for setting such an example as a servant for us.
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们到底，你甚至你脱去你的衣裳为我们上十字架，死在十字架上。
Lord, we thank you for loving us until the end and to take off your robes and to be nailed to the cross for us.
主，感谢你，求你，让我们变成有改变的人。
Lord, thank you. May you let us be changed people.
让我们学习到主你的谦卑和你的服侍。
Let us learn from your humility and your service.
主啊，感谢你，让我们接下去的时间，接下去的一周，我们真实的在我们的行动上面去服侍别人。
Lord, we thank you and that you may let us serve other people in our actions.
主啊，感谢你，孩子们祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Lord, your children pray in your name.
Amen.
Amen.